Possible playoff preview between the Cubs and Nationals at Wrigley. A couple of Las Vegas boys, Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant, the last two NL MVPs, having a hug before the game. Once it got started, it didn't take long for Daniel Murphy to strike against Kyle Hendricks.
And now the 2-1. Swung on, hit to deep right center field. Trouble, this is all the way back, and it's a long home run. Daniel Murphy driving one over the wall in right center, and immediately Washington takes a 2-0 lead. Hayward pops it up, shallow center. Coming in, Goodwin still coming. Goodwin makes, no, he dropped the ball. And now Zobrist will be out at second base. The right fielder Harper backing up the play. Zobrist thought the ball was going to be caught by Goodwin, so Zobrist started back to first. Goodwin flat out missed the ball in shallow right center, but Harper backing up alertly grabbed it and was able to pick it up and rifle the throw to second to get Zobrist on a close play. Murphy drives one to deep left field. Back goes Schwarber, back near the wall at the fence. Another home run. Murphy goes opposite field. And it almost run looked like he just kind of punched at that ball. But he has a lot of power, and he drove it into the wind in left, into the first or second row. Murphy's second home run of the day, 3-0 Washington. Baez drives one in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance, gone. Cubs are back in the game. It was a breaking ball run, you called it. A two-run homer by Javier Baez. And now it is a 3-2 ball game.
Short lead by Hayward, the set by Doolittle to pitch. Happ bounces one to third, Rendon goes to second, there's one. Murphy to first, double play, and this ball game is over.
Doolittle gets the save, and he combines with Brandon Kinstler and Ryan Madsen, the three new additions to the bullpen, to hurl 2 2/3 scoreless innings, and Daniel Murphy finished the game 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs. The Cubs have now lost 3 in a row, and after the game, manager Joe Maddon talked about the loss.
I wasn't forcing it. You know, that was not forcing it. I kind of liked it. We were down by a run. That part of the batting order is the kind that he normally gets to pitch again, so it's really trying to not pitch Strope and Rendon again. The lefties were kind of, and it was really wasn't a Rob Z slot, so I kind of liked it. I mean, the leadoff walk got him again. I mean, otherwise, I mean, he actually came back through the ball extremely well.
What do you think of Hendricks today?
Good. I mean, we got beat by 2 All-Stars the last 2 days. Goldschmidt hit the homers yesterday. Today was Murphy. I mean, that's the result. We got beat by the homer 2 days in a row. I thought Kyle, just like in Milwaukee, really settled in and started to pitch better game in progress. I thought he finished with his best changeups on 103rd pitch. So I thought he was very good.
I think he was throwing under the number mostly today, trying to subtract more than add.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he was intentionally doing that. I think it was a lot of 83s and 84s, but I think the movement was better. I don't think he really got into his changeup to the latter part of the game. He threw a curveball homer to Murphy. He might have thrown just a couple other curves. He primarily pitched with fastball and changeup. I just think his location overall was better, even though the velocity wasn't up. But I thought he started mixing in more four-seamers toward the end. I saw some 85s, 86s. And a combination of better command and typically, again, finishing strong, and I just think that he's still getting back into his delivery swing of things, and I thought it looked better.
Does he need to get into that swing quicker? I mean, the ERA in the first inning, I know it happens a lot, much higher after that.
I think with him just being that he had been injured, I think it's going to get back to that. I think in general we've had that malady all season long. It's not just him. I mean, we were behind again yesterday, today, but again, we fought back. I mean, really, listen, there's nothing wrong with the fight. We have to overcome, like the last 2 days, we got beaten by two good teams. However, you have to beat good teams to get to the playoffs and win. So overall, a lot of good things. I thought we played pretty good defense today. Like I said, I thought Kyle pitched well. I think those are the strong points today. Of course, offensively, the 2 runs via home run only. Of course, we got to do better than that.
You don't have well-thought-out at-bats at the end of the game. How do you address that? Is it collective sometimes, or is it individual?
It's actually both. I mean, collectively, it'll happen in the meeting with John and Ski even before the series begins. Individually, before the at bat. I mean, I heard it. I mean, everything the guys told the guys going up, pretty much played out to be true. Like in every situation, but you have to. Again, you're dealing with a lot of young hitters that have to take it from the sideline into the game. So I hear it. The prep's good. The prep in advance is good. Then you have to have execution. I got command issues. I just get he pulls. It looks like there are a lot of pulled away from righties, and that's what seems to get him in trouble. Pulled and elevated today. And then after that, once they scored the run, he looked really good after that. I mean, I thought the curveball became more active. Everything became more active. The number went higher on the gun. So, it's by no means an overworked issue. It's just a matter of self-confidence issue right now, and I want to keep putting him out there. This guy's good. He's one of the best young relief pitchers in the National League, so you got to keep putting him out there until he starts getting that love and feeling back. Probably won't pitch tomorrow. That's 2 days in a row. But, again, I thought 13 the day before. Today was a good spot, down by a point. Their heavy part of the batting order, which I normally pitch him against, so I felt good about it.
Playing off of Bruce's question, I mean, who was asking about Hobby. I mean, there's so much good in some, you laid off that outside pitch. It came into him, he hits the home run, but then those ninth inning swings, probably can you just
that's just who he is. I mean, expect something differently right now, that's, he will chase. We know that. The other team knows that. As he gets more mature as a hitter and stops chasing, that's when he's going to get, really good because the ball comes off the bat hot. The moment he really learns to force the pitcher over the plate more and accept walks, not a ton of walks, just more than he does, just force him over his area of the plate, the numbers could be staggering. Yeah, but then the Doolittle right there, all he is an elevated fastball. We know that. That's what we're talking about. I mean, you know that. That's all the conversation's about. The ball's going to be elevated. Get on top of it or don't swing at it if it's too high. So you know that in advance. Again, it's no big secret. That's who he is. He was the same way in Oakland. He's primarily pitches with his fastball. I've seen it for years with the American League. But the anecdote is to not swing at it, but that's hard to do sometimes. Absolutely, totally different than what we saw in Washington. You want to beat you want to be ahead of the starter, because you don't want to get to that heavy part of the bullpen. They're all really good, and some of the guys that are left over are also good. So they've really made it a lot thicker.
Did you almost get hit by a
fly? Oof, almost. I mean, that's, I was paying attention, but not totally. I wasn't. I was John Jay. That would have been, I think, chest high. If it had not hit that screen, that's what I'm talking with fans sitting behind the dugout. It is so fast.
Hendricks wasn't bad. 7 innings, 3 earned runs on 5 hits. He struck out 5 and spoke after the game.
Yeah, I felt really good today, actually. It's kind of gotten progressively better each start, and even from the start of the game, felt pretty locked in, but definitely by the third or fourth clicked a lot better. And that was it today. That's how I got a 3-0. Fastball command was there. Willie and I were on the same page, working really well together. It tells me I've been working on the right things. I just need to kind of keep it going this week and just lock it in, really.
One breaking ball makes a difference in the day, curveball.
Yeah, for sure. And the other fastball, too. It was part of my plan. It wasn't a terrible pitch. It was maybe a little up. And then the other at-bat just fell behind. That was the problem. And that pitch, just trying to make him hit it the other way through the wind, and he did. So what are you going to do? Tip your hat? He's a great hitter, obviously. So we just got to get him next time.
Getting the 7, I'm sorry, Jason. Getting the 7, is that, mm-hmm. I mean, the team really needed that today beyond what you needed.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, both ways. I mean, but just for me personally, that's a lot better. That's something, I've been striving for. I've been telling you guys, but pitch efficiency was much better, and it clicked right there about the fourth inning. Started getting some quicker outs, quicker innings, and to get through 7 felt really good. I need a lot more of that now just going forward.
Does the actual velocity on a curveball matter, or only the difference between speeds on your fastball?
Yeah, honestly, for me, I guess I look at the difference between fastball changeup. I never really paid too much attention on the velo of my curveball. So for me, it's more kind of shape and where I'm trying to put it, you know. So there I was just trying to go backdoor, more down with it. Maybe missed a little bit up, but it was on my right line. So yeah, I don't pay too much attention, I guess, to velo on that one. Yeah, you know, I guess how I felt today, when I do try and step on it a little bit, I get out of my mechanics. So tell myself, why do that when I see the contact I'm getting, even on 83, 84, 85, whatever it is. So I just got to stay within myself and not force it. And I think if those mechanics stay solid where they're at right now, then it'll slowly come. But I just can't force it, because then I'll start making those bad habits again.
Kyle, you guys obviously want to win all the games that you play in. Is there any difference team standpoint when you're facing a team like Washington and Arizona the last couple of days? These are playoff caliber teams.
For sure. I mean, a little more locked in maybe. I mean, we're taking every game pretty seriously though, just where we're at in the standings here. So I think it's a lot more. It's more fun playing against good teams, I guess. Better competition. We pick up our game a little bit, even though we lost these last three games. You know, we're actually playing pretty good baseball still. Like you said, those are just good teams over there, and they've been playing really well. So we still got some progress to make, but at least, you know, we're putting together right at bats, playing good defense, pitching's coming along. So we just got to stay with it. I think the W's will come.
Just kind of give you flashbacks to Murphy in the 2015 NLCS.
Definitely, man. I mean, he's just he's one of the best in the league. You got to pick your poison with him. You know, where do you want to pitch him? What do you want to throw to him? I was mixing it today, but he was definitely on it. And he's on fire, obviously, like he has been for the last few years, it seems like.
The series continues on Saturday. It's John Lackey getting the ball for the Cubs against Edwin Jackson for the Nats.